It's 25 totally random pop culture questions from my hit game, Trivia Bingo. Let's see how many you can get out of 25. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. So glad you decided to check out this show today. If you like trivia, this show comes out daily, so hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you dig the show, leave us an iTunes review. That would be very cool of you to help get more eyes on the show. We are number 23 on the Worldwide Games and Hobbies chart over on iTunes Top Charts. So if I can get to number one this year, before the end of the year, that would be insane. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know what the numbers are like for some of these top Dungeons and Dragons shows, but maybe we could pull it off. You never know. Today's episode is about pulling off the answers to 25 totally random questions. I think a week or two ago, we did the first 25 questions from this 50-question quiz that I use for this thing called Trivia Bingo, where I pass out bingo cards with a bunch of random answers on them, and I ask the questions, and you kind of hunt and peck for the answer with your bingo dabber. And if you get five in a row, you yell bingo and come get a prize. But if you have any of the answers wrong, like you got the wrong answer to a question and marked it off, I get to rip up the card. So it's tons of fun, and I got some good feedback from a few listeners on this one last time I did it, so I thought, let's do it again. So we're going to do those 25 totally random questions in just a few. I am currently reading a book that I actually used a couple days ago in an episode. It's called Don't Know Much About Anything by Kenneth C. Davis. It's everything you need to know but never learned about people, places, events, and more. So I thought I would read you some stuff in this intro about the Panama Canal, which I don't know much about. So here's what it says. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. And then it says, read it backwards. I think it's one of those forwards and backwards type sentences. The canal that cuts across the Isthmus of Panama. That's one of those words I'll never be able to say. Linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans ranks as one of the world's greatest engineering achievements. On December 31st, 1999, Panama took control of the canal, ending nearly a century of controversial United States control. Panama was once part of neighboring Colombia, but in 1903, some Panamanians revolted and declared their independence with help from President Theodore Roosevelt and some U.S. Marines. Work on the canal began soon after. Digging through disease-ridden jungles and swamps, thousands of laborers, many of whom died, worked for about 10 years. The first ship passed through in 1914, but a grand opening was delayed by World War I. So there's some quick background info for you on the Panama Canal. You should check out this book if you like it by Kenneth C. Davis, Don't Know Much About Anything. As a guy who only knows about wrestling, I'm going to probably get a lot out of this book. And you're going to get a lot out of this episode today, which is these 25 random questions. We're going to jump into those random bingo trivia questions right about now. Here we go. All right, here we go. 25 totally random questions. Let's see how many you can get out of 25. Make a wager with yourself right now. Be like, I'm pretty good at this kind of stuff. I'm going to get 20 or 15 or 10 or maybe just 5. Whatever you want to do. They're not super difficult, so we'll see how it goes. Number one, in what Mario game would you find a character named Cappy? In what Mario game would you find a character named Cappy? Question number two, what Mario game is a puzzle game based on pill colors? What Mario game is a puzzle game based on pill colors? Number three, what is Cher's hit single word song from 1998? Number three, what is Cher's hit single word song from 1998? Question number four, what branch of the military call themselves Leathernecks? What branch of the military call themselves Leathernecks? Question number five, what sitcom did Betty White star on in the late 80s? Number five, what sitcom did Betty White star on in the late 80s? Number six, what network airs the sitcom Mom? What network airs the sitcom Mom? Number seven, what phone app icon is a green background with a white elephant? What phone app icon is a green background with a white elephant? Question number 33. Question number 8. What singer was known as Old Blue Eyes? What singer was known as Old Blue Eyes? Question number 9. What singer was known as the Midnight Idol? What singer was known as the Midnight Idol? Question number 10. What band had a song in 1998 called All the Small Things? What band had a song in 1998 called All the Small Things? Question number 11. What company's slogan is Just Do It? What company's slogan is Just Do It? Number 12. What color pants does Peter Griffin wear? What color pants does Peter Griffin wear? Number 13. What color French horn is prominent on the sitcom How I Met Your Mother? What color French horn is prominent on How I Met Your Mother? Number 14. In what state is the Mall of America? In what state would you find the Mall of America? And number 15, what animal represents Jacksonville's NFL team? What animal represents Jacksonville's NFL team? Question number 16, who had the hit song Tell Her About It? Who had the hit song Tell Her About It? Number 17, who had the hit song Jack and Diane? Who had the hit song Jack and Diane? Number 18, who had the hit song Roxanne? Who had the hit song Roxanne? Number 19, who had the hit song Mmm-bop? Who had the hit song Mmm-bop? Number 20, what game show is currently hosted by Drew Carey? What game show is currently hosted by Drew Carey? Question number 21, what game show is currently hosted by Jane Lynch? What game show is currently hosted by Jane Lynch? Question number 22, where did the gang hang out on Saved by the Bell? Where did the gang hang out on Saved by the Bell? Number 23, who wrote the Da Vinci Code? Who wrote the Da Vinci Code? Number 24, how many sports were in the original Wii Sports? How many sports were in the original Wii Sports? And number 25, what actor played Gandalf in Lord of the Rings? What actor played Gandalf in Lord of the Rings? Those are your 25 totally random questions. Let's see how many you got right out of 25 in just a minute. We are back with the answers to these random trivia bingo questions. Let's see how you did out of 25. And remember, you can always send me your scorecards. I love to see how you did. If you write down the scores on a little note card or a piece of paper, or you type them up, send me a picture and I'll try and post those on social media. Here is question number 1. What Mario game would you find the character Cappy? In what Mario game would you find the character Cappy? The answer was Mario Odyssey for the Nintendo Switch. One of the newest Mario games, really fun to play. If you have a Nintendo Switch, you should get it. Number 2, what Mario game is a puzzle-based pill game, based on pill colors, rather? That would be Dr. Mario, which I think they're bringing back as like a online party game, Dr. Mario. Next up, we had number 3, what is Cher's hit single-word song from 1998? That's called Believe. And I think that is famous for being the first song to use auto-tune. I think I've mentioned that on the show before. Number 4, what branch of the military call themselves Leathernecks? That would be Marines. Marines. Number 5, what sitcom did Betty White appear on in the late 80s? The answer was The Golden Girls. The Golden Girls. Number 6, what network airs the sitcom Mom? That would be CBS. I think that show is still on with Anna Faris. CBS. Next up, what phone app icon is a green background with a white elephant? I'm using it to read these questions right now. It's called Evernote. Evernote. Number 8 on your list is what singer was known as Old Blue Eyes? That, of course, Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Number 34 on my longer list of questions, but number 9 on your list would be the Midnight Idol, and that is Las Vegas performer Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton. Next up, we had a band that had a song in 1998 called All the Small Things, and that was Blink-182, the band I've seen the most live of any band, Blink-182, and number 11. What company slogan is Just Do It? If you missed this one, you've been living under a rock. It's Nike. Nike. Next up was what color pants does Peter Griffin wear? He wears green, like green-looking jeans. Green jeans for Peter Griffin. What color French horn is prominent on How I Met Your Mother? That would be a blue French horn. Blue French horn. And then we had in what state is the Mall of America? That is Minnesota. Minnesota. I've been there before. Pretty fun state to hang out in, St. Paul, Minneapolis area. And the next question, what animal represents Jacksonville's NFL team? That would be the Jaguars. The Jaguars. Number 16, who had the hit song Tell Her About It? That would be Billy Joel. Tell Her About It, Billy Joel. Number 17, who had the hit song Jack and Diane? John Cougar Mellencamp, or just John Mellencamp. Number 18, who had the hit song Roxanne? Looking for the band The Police. The Police. And number 19, who had the hit song Bop? That would be Hanson, which they said was based on the sounds of the Beach Boys, if I'm not mistaken. Number 20, what game show is hosted by Drew Carey currently? That would be The Price is Right. The Price is Right. What game show is hosted by Jane Lynch currently? That would be Celebrity Game Night, Celebrity Game Challenge, something like that. I think it's Celebrity Game Night or Family Game Night. I forget. And then we had Where Did the Gang Hang Out on Saved by the Bell? That would be The Max. They hang out at The Max. Who wrote The Da Vinci Code? Dan Brown. I've read that book, Dan Brown. Pretty fun page turner. And how many sports were in the original Wii Sports? Five. Five total sports for the second best selling Nintendo thing of all time. We learned that the other day on the Nintendo podcast. And who played Gandalf in Lord of the Rings? Ian McKellen. That was your 25th question. How'd you do, guys? Those weren't super duper hard. So I hopefully you had fun playing along and hopefully you got most of those questions correct or you learned a few things from the pop culture universe. If you want to play trivia bingo with me live, it's tons of fun. I pass out all the colorful ink dabbers and we give away tons of prizes from beers and drinks and shots and stuff to t-shirts and hats and all kinds of cool stuff from me and my friends at Funky Monkey. That's right. It's time for the question of the day. Sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. That question of the day is as follows. Since it is a totally random question day, I'm looking for the answer to this totally random question. Who is the beloved late great creator of SpongeBob SquarePants? What is the name of the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants? If you know the answer to that question, tweet me at RyanBuds, at me on Instagram, RyanBuds, or email me, RyanBuds@gmail.com, and you'll be in the running to win something cool in the mail, the regular snail mail. I'll send it to you. It's fun getting mail, right? You rip it open, you're like, ooh, a sticker, a button, a thing, a poster, a signed Sharknado headshot, maybe. So be on the lookout for that if you win this little contest for the question of the day, sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at the link in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.